The pressure. So,
welcome to episode 4 of the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and with me is Eddie.
Yo.
Oh, I forgot. I keep forgetting about these.
they hear that every episode. They're lighting up buttons. Like, how did you see this?
So, yeah, today we lost a legend today, Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
The late, is it okay to say late? I mean, is it or early? What did it say? Early?
The late what?
You know, people say like, oh, like the late Kobe Bryant, like as in like, I forgot how that terminology goes. Mm-hmm. I know you've heard it before, like when someone talks about like someone who's passed away, they'll be like, oh, the late.
Nah, he was only 41.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that like, I don't think that's old.
That's young.
Yeah, like, right?
I'm still young.
I feel like that's young. Like, he just retired not that long ago.
Yeah.
So it's like,
definitely unfortunate.
It's really like, that's a big impression, I guess, for like us.
Cause
that's like, if you were watching like Kobe, you were watching like AI, you were watching like Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter.
Mm-hmm.
That like, that was an age of its own.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of the legends.
I feel like, in a way, like I mean, don't get me wrong, LeBron definitely played through that era as well.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's like, that was his, like, like closing
it's
curtain
his
in
time
my opinion.
Right now. Yeah,
like right. This is like how Kobe, like, because Kobe was that man that in the 2000s. Not saying LeBron wasn't, but he was more like, he literally is like Zion Williamson. Like
the
hype that Zion Williamson has is the exact same one that LeBron has.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think it's crazy he passed. Like, it's to me, it's like he did so much, and like I said, I guess the age has more to do with it. Like, but to think that he goes out like that, you know, like I like, you just never think.
It's definitely unfortunate the way he went out. Yeah,
like you
were so unexpected.
It's like, or
no one saw this coming. Obviously, you don't see something coming like that. Like, but
it's like with like the same situation when like Paul Walker died. It's like, yo, my man literally made movies about like driving cars and doing really crazy stuff, and my man goes in a car accident. It's like, you would have never thought the guy who, and he knew how to drive. He actually did know how to drive.
Yeah.
Like, he was nasty with the wheels, and yeah, like just like, wow, like you really went out like that. Or like the same thing with like Ryan Dunn from Jackass.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate how
it's
a lot
like
of these like
another car accident.
Very like,
but
pretty like.
But like, I'm just saying, it goes back to him too. Like, you would never have thought he would have died. Such a like, I feel like I'm obviously car accidents are common, but like my, you know, they used to do really nuts shit on Jackass. They used to like sit in a shop. They'd put like a shopping cart on a roof and ride it down. Like,
he passed away in a car accident as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Really?
So it's just like, yeah, like the, like, you would think like the people that it most likely wouldn't happen to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always unexpected
like,
too.
Like, even Tory Lanez was saying, he's like, what the fuck was he doing in a helicopter? Like, literally, because I'm like, not saying that you can't
own
that
LA,
helicopter,
right?
Huh?
He was in L.A., right?
You know what?
He was in L.A.
Yeah,
it was
in Calabasas.
Well, I feel like if you're in L.A., I don't know from experience, but from what I hear, the traffic is that bad.
My man took an Uber helicopter.
That's a thing, though.
That is a thing. Yeah, that's why I said it.
But I don't know if, I doubt he would take an Uber helicopter, but it's just unfortunate for sure.
That shit make me never want to get in a helicopter.
No. I don't know if I would ever allow, like, public transportation from, like, flight. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel protected enough to order a helicopter and just rely that, like, this guy's been doing this for years. You know, like for, like, technology to catch up with something like that. I definitely don't think, like, your everyday people should have access to
helicopters.
Is definitely, I mean, it's just as dangerous as driving. I mean, traveling is dangerous, like, no matter how it is, you know, no matter which way you go, like, traveling can be dangerous, so.
I just think, like, the thing that gets me, too, is just, like, I don't know, I feel like when it comes to, like, air travel in general, usually there's a lot more, like, security and shit involved. Like, is it, like, feel me? Because when it says helicopter crash, you, like, you think, I don't know, like, when I think of a crash, I think of, like, two car collisions or hitting, like, a wall or something.
Like,
how did that helicopter go down? Did it malfunction?
You know, I mean, there's tons of things that can happen for a helicopter to just malfunction.
True.
Yeah. I think if you ever listen to, like, Bill Burr, so he's, like, learning how to become, like, a helicopter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone in depth about all the shit that could possibly go wrong. And he's, like, talking about how he needs to, like, keep strict focus, and he needs to pay attention, and any distraction is potentially like dangerous. So, I mean, anything could go wrong. It's like driving, you know, you're not paying attention like to your left or your right while you're driving. You can get into a pretty bad accident. There's people speeding all the time. I'm not imagining being in the air is going to be any better.
Why wouldn't there, unless there's a bunch of helicopters? Like,
you have more direction. You have to, you're including going like
up and down
in elevation. I feel like it's way more dangerous. But I mean, there's height involved. I personally am terrified of heights.
I mean, to me, it's more so about the whipping part. Like, you're definitely not whipping that joint easy. Yeah, not whipping. Should I say like parking it? Like it's not like, oh, I'm trying to go to the movie theaters. Take orders of helicopter. Like, where's that joint landing?
Oh, I don't know.
Where are you landing a helicopter?
You'd have to go to
a whole air zone. Like, yeah. That's mad work. On top of that, but
I mean, isn't it just like that? Like, from, have you not heard that? Like, you're in LA and you need to get from one place to another. It's easier to travel by helicopter. I heard traffic's so bad over there.
I didn't realize we're at that point where people could just order helicopters.
They're doing it in New York. I think someone else passed away a couple months ago.
Dude, a helicopter?
A helicopter in New York. That's not an uncommon thing. I mean, it's just, you know, it's Kobe that passed away.
Yeah.
And his daughter as well. Which is extremely unfortunate that she had to pass away.
She was nice. Like, she the clips that I would see, she was definitely looking like just like her dad, for real, for real. Just mm-hmm. the female version.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's definitely unfortunate for sure.
I know. I mean, I hope, you know, the family's doing all right, because that's like I said. When I read that, John, I literally I had a friend text me and I'm just like, yo, this can't be real. Like, yeah. This is one of those like fake articles. And as soon as I googled it right after, and bro, as soon as I saw the New York Post, TMZ, I was mm-hmm. like, bro, chill.
It was just like a little too real right there.
Yeah, I was like, yo, nah. I'm like, tell me this is just like, it was kind of like that with Juice WRLD. Too, I guess, but I more so just because, like, I just thought, like I said, I feel like his career was just starting.
Yeah, it's different when, like, I mean, Kobe had such a good career. I think it'd be a little bit different. Like, it's like with Juice WRLD, it's,
I like, mean, like, imagine if,
it,
like,
it, to me, it had the same effect as when Nipsey died. It was just kind of it, like, I had that same reaction. I don't know about Juice WRLD. Not to take away from Juice WRLD's death. It's all unfortunate.
But I mean, like given the same... All right, so let me try mm-hmm. to make it a similar circumstance. Like, if it was a younger player instead of, like, Kobe who had retired, mm-hmm. trying to think of someone who has had a low influence. All right, I'm going to just... Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons. That's not I wish it upon him. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, like, mm-hmm. I wonder, if the same feeling would have gone through. Feel me?
I mean, anyone passing away is—it's extremely fortunate. No matter their celebrity or their, their influence in culture, especially like in basketball, it's all unfortunate, man. I mean, I definitely prayers out to the family, all his friends, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool, you know, that, I mean, damn near everybody paid homage. It was like, you know, for me, it was really a.
Yeah, it's I can't imagine how it's affecting everyone.
That's in the league.
In the league, I think I saw something.
I saw LeBron cry.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's. I mean,
it's just crazy because it was the night after he passed him on mm-hmm. the scoring all time scoring.
Yeah.
For me, that's bittersweet. I mean, very bittersweet. And I don't mean that in some people say, like, it's good, it's cool because, you know, you did it and mm-hmm. like, you used to, like, you have respect for that player, but it's sad that, like, they're no longer around to, like, beat, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's just part of life, though. You know, you got to learn how to deal with the people when they're alive, and you got to learn how to deal with the people when they're not here, and it's definitely just super unfortunate this is all happening. I don't know. Like I said, the effect of Kobe passing away definitely has the same effect as Nipsey. And, like, huge impact. You know, very huge. Like, he's an icon, bro. I know, like, it's just
hit Philly and LA real hard.
Yeah, it's definitely fucked. But yeah, definitely want to, you know, have a moment of silence for Kobe.
Do you want to talk about
that
LeBron thing?
Yeah, sure. As much as I can. Okay. I can't, like, I'm not a huge follower of LeBron, so it's not something I think I could add a lot to, but go for it.
No. Nah, this is, you're setting me up, man.
I'm setting you up for what?
Failure.
For what? What are you talking about? Man. Yeah. Low-key, you're low-key a Lakers fan.
Never.
Yeah. After they just got spanked by the Sixers. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know you didn't think they were going to win.
I'm not saying that, but
I'm like, it
feels good, bro. Like, Ben Simmons is bringing the heat.
Tobias Harris
is bringing the heat.
That's the thing I like about the NBA, though. Like, now it's like you really don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it's anyone's game, but
bro, like,
that's easy to say since, like,
but let's just be honest, like, when Kevin Durant was with the Warriors and they broke the Bulls record, like, was it 73-9, bro? Like,
yeah.
Come on, 73 games out of 81. Like, you won 73. Like, that's like, yo, you know who's winning this year, even though they lost that year.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who's winning.
The NBA is definitely, like, balanced out right now. Or at least at the beginning of the season was. You know, everything was just like, you didn't know what the fuck was about to happen. You know, Ben Simmons out here shooting threes.
It had me crying when they, they really made Kawhi Leonard out to be, like, Thanos. Like, he snapped his his long-ass E.T. fingers. And just, and, like, he snapped, destroyed a legacy, and, like, had everybody leaving their teams. Like, yo, we're going to rebuild.
Who did they go against again?
What, the Raptors?
Finals? Raptors and
the Warriors.
The Warriors.
That was when KD got hurt.
Oh, right, and he came back in.
He came in too soon, and then he snapped his Achilles. Yeah. Or tore his Achilles.
Now, he was already injured, came back in, thought he could. Well, you know what? I think he put up a decent amount of points for that, though. Did he not?
I don't remember.
I can't remember off the top of my head. This is why we need a fact checker. But off the top of my head, I can't think. But he came in, he put up his points, and he bounced and couldn't play anymore. So I think he did his thing.
I don't think he did. I don't think he put up that much.
Do you think Kawhi is going to have one of those, like, you think he's going to have another year like that this year? Where he's going to, you know, kind of not carry the Clippers? Because I think they have a really good team.
They do.
But do you think the Clippers will make it to the finals?
I think
because of Kawhi, like, is there that much weight on him?
He's a really good player. Honestly, when he first came to the league, like, when he was on the Spurs, I didn't take him for the threat that he was. When I watched his games, I saw him as a defensive monster.
Yeah,
because, like, it's true. Like, he got long ass arms and his hands are huge.
Yeah,
they're disgustingly huge.
Is it crazy that when you see the post online of him at the strip club, you can only tell it's him because of how big his hands are.
I just, like, honestly,
everything is just kind of like
he had the New Balance. He had the cornrows, like, with the box shape up.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah, that actually caught me off guard, but, like, it's
why?
I don't know, cuz he's so unpredictable, I guess is the word I want to say. Like, he's not boring.
You don't know what he's going to do.
He's not boring, but he's very dull.
I think he comes off like that.
Bro, like, yeah, but, like, when he got, he just got his first triple-double, and they were like, what are you going to do with the ball? He's like, I don't know. But, yeah, like, I mean, I didn't think Kawhi was that tough until, like, after he got traded. That's when I really actually got to see him ball
traded
out.
Where?
To the Raptors.
Okay.
Because I think he wanted to leave or something like that, and they weren't, I feel like he got sent there as like a punishment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know anything about Kawhi until he was on the Raptors. And
saying like,
so like he kind of came out of nowhere, at least in my opinion, from the Raptors. And he was just kind of...
Nice.
Yeah. Not kind of. He is.
He's
a really clutch player, but... He's like a leader. He came off as a strong leader. You know, he dubbed
Norman Powell's fist bump and yeah. Left him hanging. He said, boy pointed and said, yeah, let's get going.
He said, you know, just put his head down. He's like, yeah, let's go.
But I just think it's cool that he did that because, like, LeBron was struggling against the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like...
And you're just like, wow, this guy.
He cooked LeBron twice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, realistically, because, like, he would, like, when like that's what happened in the finals. He was locking LeBron down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then, look, LeBron went to they lost. As soon as the Heat was almost got a three-peat before the Golden State Warriors did.
Okay.
Oh, wait, the Golden State Warriors didn't get a three-peat. I'm lying.
I don't think
they. They were supposed to.
Again, two.
Huh? They got two in a row, but so did the Heat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was saying, yeah, but they both of them were at, had a chance to go to a three-peat, and mm-hmm. he stopped both of them.
I don't know. I think that, like, Kawhi going to the Clippers, like, how'd you feel about him making that decision?
I think it's funny because he fucked everybody else over.
Why?
Because he had them all thinking he was going to their team.
Did he?
He had LeBron thinking he was going to the Lakers.
Oh.
Rat,
I thought you meant...
Bro, they asked LeBron so much, like, oh, how do you feel about Kawhi going to the Clippers? There was a couple teams that were looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers were looking at him at one point.
I saw that, yeah. I remember that.
That would have been crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, because he got, like, the cornrow thing from AI, apparently.
Oh, really?
That's what I read one time. I mean, I don't know. So, yeah, like, how many niggas is really rocking braids anymore? Yeah.
I can't name them off the top of my head.
Yeah, now that Nipsey's gone, who else? Nobody. My man still got cornrows. Trey Songz doesn't even have cornrows. Carmelo Anthony doesn't even have cornrows anymore.
Where's Carmelo at now?
The Trailblazers?
Trailblazers.
With Damian Lillard.
But do you really think the Clippers have what it takes to make it to the finals?
I mean, they went to the
Who do you think's going to the finals?
Huh?
Who do you think's going to the finals?
Like the finals this year?
Yeah.
That's a hard one, bro. I mean, right now, I definitely feel like...
But if I had to pick your brain right now...
Milwaukee.
Why?
Because of Giannis.
Okay.
Bro, he's tough.
I know.
That whole team is tough.
There's a couple teams out there right now.
I mean, they're number one. They were number one last year, too, I think.
Who did they get shut down by?
The Raptors.
Okay.
The Raptors took everybody. They beat us, and they went to play Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. I remember those posts, and it was like Kawhi, and he's like the effect Kawhi has, and it's like all the opposing players just crying to the locker room, like with Embiid.
Oh, did the Greek Freak cry too?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I mean, he's young. They're both young.
Yeah, they're both young. You're like, I can't take it.
Like, I mean, this Kawhi, is too much. Kawhi done did this before already. So. Even though he only got two rings, but like that one, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like Greg Pop's a good coach to be under two.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
That's like the karma though. I feel like that was karma because like they trade like you know DeMar DeRozan ended up going to they traded DeMar for Kawhi. DeMar DeRozan on the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think that's funny. Like that's a big impression. Like you first year there, you get them a chip, their first championship ever.
Hey man,
like that's why everybody was willing to pay bread for him. They're like, yo, we want that man. He get the first year.
It's kind of funny how like there's or at least I saw it on social media. It's just kind of like Drake is trying to convince Kawhi to stay. It's crazy.
Everybody was.
They were offering like free food
drinks
at all the shops. He can do whatever the fuck he basically wanted.
Yo, real rap. Candace said, yo, bro, you're the president of Canada. Like, yo, him and Drake were going to run for government office.
They were like, you're going to have a suite over here. He said, no. I want to go back home.
A lot of people said they didn't like Canada.
Well, I think I saw something about how NBA players that play for Toronto have to go through like extra steps, like in traveling, because they're in Canada, they're across borders.
DeMar DeRozan said it himself. He said he didn't even have a passport until he got drafted to Toronto.
I feel like you have to go through so much more, but I'm not sure.
Because I think he wanted to play for California. But
Really?
Bro, there's so many players that wanted to go to California. Like Paul George. Paul George is another one. They idolized Kobe Bryant.
Huh? To Lakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was supposed to go to the Lakers too. Ended up going to the Clippers.
Damn.
And boy, even frauded. He tried to say that the Clippers were always his favorite team. And someone pulled out a video of him when he was younger saying how much he loves the Lakers. I was like, yo, the internet. Like, yo, who looks that deep? So, yeah, I got to find a clip. Paul George is really about this.
The internet is undefeated, bro. Like, the internet's never going to lose.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You can't do nothing on the internet.
Yeah.
It's going to bite you in the ass.
Eventually.
One day
it's just going to sneak up on you.
That's what I'm saying. It's the dumbest thing. The internet is really just like hey, I'm leaving some proof. here's some proof of what
here's
I've
a
done.
Here's a timestamp.
Yeah, like literally. Like you can say, I feel like that's how people like connect bodies to like murderers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, hold on.
Well, it's kind of like,
I recognize that shit in the video. Rap. Like, I know that shed. That's my neighbor, Jerry.
I'll let him use my shovel a week ago.
Yeah, we're right. Like, should just get like that. Like, just like that. Some guys don't recognize that. Like, yo, hold on.
Do you think, like, a lot of people get caught up in stuff like that?
Like Bud, bro. People posting Bud on, like, social media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's the hottest.
Is it not safe to say, but is it, like, confirmed that, like, if you be posting Bud, you're either, like, a huge weed head or you're a drug dealer?
I mean, you don't have Bud for one or the other, if it's not one or the other.
You're just like, I'm going to post my Bud is what I got on deck.
I mean, it's cool that they do...
Clients come.
It's cool that they do, like, a close friends thing, like, or, like, Snapchat. Like, you can do, like, a private, like, only certain people can see. But, like, at the same time... Hold on. Hold that thought. At the same time, like, all right, for Instagram, for example,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're owned by Facebook.
Yes.
And like,
I can confirm that. And, I know that for a fact.
The boy Mark Zuckerberg, he's like wrapped up in mad government shit.
Getting.
Wasn't he like leaking information or some shit like that? Like Facebook information?
I think they're accusing him of selling private information to other companies, like ad companies.
Well, yeah, bro.
So they were like basically like selling all your information and what you would like to a company that's selling products, and they would just get that information and they'll be able to like target you basically for ads.
Oh, you mean like how like
you'd be it's, like, it's like how you're thinking about like, yeah, I want to buy this AC in your brain, and then your fucking phone like 2 days later is like,
showing you AC.
Look at this AC. I'm like, oh man, like
that's creepy.
Yeah, it's because your man Mark is over here selling your information. Like, it's cool.
But how does he know I want an AC for my brain? Like, that's what it's really getting down to.
I don't know, man.
It's just true. I'm not denying what you're saying.
It's like recognizing your patterns.
Yo, what patterns? My thinking patterns? Is y'all can read my mind?
Well, the thing is, like, Facebook and, like, Instagram, they not only read what you search on that app itself, has access to if you have an iPhone, it can read all your history on Safari. Like, it has access to that. I know for a fact it does. It reads all your cash from your Safari. So, like, if you ever thought about, like, oh, man, like, if you want to buy, like, LeBron, like, sneakers, if you searched it on Safari, I guarantee you, on Instagram, Facebook, you're going to get an ad.
I don't think that's the case. I feel like there'd be more, like...
What?
I feel like... Because if that's the case, bro... Wow, like,
and think about it like this. Do you ever search anything on YouTube? All that information gets saved onto your phone. So Google owns YouTube. Where do you go to search for shit this day and age? You're not going to Yahoo.
No.
You're fucking 40 if you're using Yahoo.
Yo, that,
like, I don't know what to tell
so
you.
That's so fucking true. Like, it's crazy. Google just blew them out the water.
It, well, for our generation at least.
But Yahoo.
I know people that use Yahoo still.
Bro, I mean, my email. I have a Yahoo email.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. And you, it was.
Because, like, I just don't, like, I don't know. Like, Gmail wasn't really a thing back then.
I saw the Google Wave early, and I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have signed up. It's because it's like, so they can get all the information. Any video you search on YouTube goes to Google. So even if you're on Safari, like iPhone, you're on the Google page. All that information gets transferred over, bro.
I see.
So you should definitely be careful.
Not chill, bro.
Nah. How do you really feel about that, though? Do you really feel like it's a...
invasion of privacy?
The way I see it is you're going to a public place to go do something public.
If it decides. But, yeah. The calls are just nuts, though, with the whole, like the scammers.
Yeah.
I got a call, like, 2 days ago, literally saying, like, this, it was, like, it sounded like an Indian lady. Like, the accent was very thick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, your iCloud had been compromised. And she's like, we realized it because, you know, there was it was saying it was coming from New Jersey and it doesn't match up wherever you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. So what are we going to do about it? Like, she's like, well, if you get on your laptop, I can show you who's on your thing. And I'm like, nah, I don't really need to see who's doing it. I'm like, it's more so like, what are y'all going to do about it? Like from your Apple support, supposedly.
Yeah,
So what are you going to do about it, bud? She's like, well, I'm like, I told her, I was like, I'm like, my laptop's dead. She's like, so do you not want to see? I'm like, no, I want you to do something about it. And then she's like, well, if you get on your laptop. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. I just banged on her. And what made me more mad was, like, I knew something was up because, bro, there was so much noise in the background.
Okay.
Like, it was like, all you hear is people talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never had that kind of, like, support. Usually when I talk to a support person, it's, like, quiet.
Well, if you ever get support calls that you never made, it's probably a scam. Like, that was like, that's a huge red flag for a scam, you know, where it's just like everyone's just, or that person's just kind of like, yeah, I need you to go do this for me for your safety. like no one calls you for iPhone support.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I figured. I'm like, give me an email or something.
Who am I?
I check my bank and like nothing's happening. So I'm just like, well, I'm good for now.
You also get like a, or at least I do, if I sign into any device, I usually get some sort of email saying I'm accessing another device with this email. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like Twitter, oh, new Twitter login, something.
Yeah. You ever get like other like scam calls where they're just kind of like,
yeah, they're talking about like, yeah, bro, trying to renew your life insurance. I'm like, I don't even have a life insurance policy.
I'm 13.
Yo, I used to get those, yo, early as shit too. Yeah, like I'm 13. Like, so, yo, I didn't even have a car early. Yo, trying to renew that driver's license or like car insurance. I'm like, bro, I don't even have a car.
I'm not even in high school yet. Like, leave me alone. You're just like, how'd you get this number?
Yeah, it really is. I'm like, yo, like, is it like, was the last person that had this phone? Like,
that's always usually the case. I always get like weird calls from like the person that owned that number before I did.
Yeah.
That's probably why it's a good idea to keep the same number for the rest of your life.
Yo, I hate that shit so much. It's like, is this Mary?
Like, is this John?
It'd be a deep ass voice. Like, does it sound like Mary? Like does this deep ass voice sound like Mary to you?
No. I've gotten plenty of prank calls about was it car insurance?
Bro.
I'm like, your car insurance expired. I'm just like,
it's the boy of the general.
I'm like, did it? I don't know if it did. I still have my insurance. I'm still good.
Yeah.
Like, or you ever get like opportunity calls where they're just like, man, do I have a deal for you? Never gotten one of those?
I don't think so.
I've gotten a couple of those where they're just kind of like saying, oh, we can like, what is it? They're kind of like, oh, we can make you X amount of money if you give us, like, a certain amount. No?
No.
Yeah, they really thought they were going to get me.
It was like, well, yeah, I just thought it was weird. I remember when Jim told me, like, he got a phone call saying, and it was under my name, my number, apparently, mm-hmm. even though I didn't call him. I was at the barbershop. Mm-hmm. He literally, like, texted me. I think he texted me or he called me, and I was like, bro, what happened? He was just like, bro, it was just weird. He's like, yo, did you just call me? I was like, no. I'm like, did it sound like me? Because he literally said, like, he took a screenshot of his call log, and it said it was me that called him last, even though I didn't call him.
Okay.
Like, I literally was in the barbershop when he wrote me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, that wasn't me, though. And, like, I was like, bro, I'll show you my call log if it's that deep. But, like, he's like, yeah, bro, they called me talking about, like, the FBI and shit like that. I'm like, bro, what? I don't even know how to send that to you. I don't even know how, like, my name was on the thing, like, my contact.
You think it's the FBI?
I don't know who it was, bro.
They used your number to call him.
I don't know I don't know what he's getting into, bro. I was just like, bro, this is beyond me. Oh shit! I'm like my fucking phone's tapped or something. Like, there's somebody.
Someone's just making calls for
making
you.
Making calls on my phone.
That hasn't happened to you with anyone else?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, the Grammys are happening tonight.
Fuck the Grammys, bro.
Yeah? How do you feel about other people making decisions about how hard you worked?
That's a really good... That is a good analyst, but that's life, isn't it? I mean, if you're an artist, people are making decisions on, like, what you create.
So, should you base it around the numbers?
I feel like the people who are nominated... I feel like it should be, like, a voted thing, not like a... A judge, like a committee. Grammy? It's a committee. It's a committee of people.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. At least every award show, they'll always be like, "Oh, I want to thank the committee."
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's never like, "Oh, well, everybody in the United States mm-hmm. voted on these songs or this piece, art piece, this movie, this actor." Nobody. It never goes like that.
Yeah,
like for like a land of democracy. Like,
yeah. Well. I don't know. Do you feel like certain artists get, like, really snubbed? I feel like J. Cole got snubbed for a couple years.
You mean, like, with the Iggy Azalea thing?
I'm not sure.
Iggy Azalea won, like, a Grammy, I think, over him.
Over him?
Yeah. And then he wrote about it in...
That's insane.
He wrote about it in Forest Hill.
Oh, okay.
I think
know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure it was Forest Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, like... I agree. Like, it's, like... Cause look where she is and where he stands now right. in the culture, like right. the rap culture. So that's that,
isn't it? So I think
why Drake said it. He was like, Drake was like, "Yo, this literally doesn't mean anything.
This doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything at all. Chase your dreams.
Cut.
Yo, right. I mean, yo, that's like the real disrespect of doing it on somebody else's show. Somebody's show on their
Grammys
own show.
Like, yo, we need to shut this shit down right now.
Yo, didn't they play the music to get him off?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I think he kept talking,
and they just like cut the video entirely. They're like, yo, what is he doing?
It doesn't mean fucking anything. Fuck the Grammys. I mean, it's only my second one. Like,
yeah, but you showed up.
True. He didn't show up for the first one, though.
Didn't? He didn't?
He had it sent to his house. I think that's even tougher. Like, just opening a box in the fucking...
Maybe he's busy. I don't know.
I just remember him, like... I think they had a video of him where he unboxed it. Like, mm-hmm. He unboxed a trophy, and then he poured, like, a shot of Hennessy into it and drank out of it. Yeah. That's when he made the song Trophies.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's even the cover. The cover of him drinking out of the Grammys is the art they use for that single. And now look at him, just disrespecting.
Yeah.
Just disrespecting.
It's kind of crazy how he's just making a 180 like that. But I guess if you have so much success, you're gonna treat awards like whatever.
I forgot. Speaking of trophies, I just think it's crazy because even like Kobe Bryant got a trophy for something that wasn't basketball related.
For what?
It was either a Grammy or an Oscar or some shit like that. He like made like a film. I think it was based off of basketball. I don't know if it was off his career or not, but mm-hmm. or it might have been a book. It's one of the two. And yeah, Bo got a whole award for that. I was like, that's like good for him.
Well, how do you feel about NBA players like post career?
Oh, I thought you were about to say stepping out, like doing things outside their career.
Well, I think they have to. Like, you only can do so much
with basketball.
With basketball,
you're making thousands of dollars.
I like you make a lot of money, but like, if you're not investing it properly, because like if you really think about it, that's like me taking bread away from you once you turn. Like, what's the average retire?
The average age?
The average age when you retire from the NBA.
Bro, Vince Carter's 40. That's all I can say. Yeah, usually, like, it's usually between 30 and 40, but that's most sports. Like, even, like, for, exactly, like, NFL, but, like, NFL, that's really rare to go past 40.
Imagine if you, like, didn't get paid after that age.
After 40?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not playing.
But that's, yeah.
So, like,
that's what so you're saying if you waste all your money, you don't have, like, a retirement. But I'm pretty sure they have, like, 401ks.
They do now.
Yeah.
But there's been plenty of players that just gone broke.
Oh, yeah. Look at Delonte West.
Yeah.
My man, ain't that crazy? My man was on the Cavs, banged LeBron's mom, and then now he's on the now he's on the streets.
Yeah.
It's, like, crazy. And, like, there was a video of him. He got arrested. He was, like, freaking out.
Damn.
Yeah, I just, like, it's crazy how you can fall, but, like,
Bang LeBron's mom.
I mean, even Jason Tatum said it. Like, he's, like, he's not crazy with spending his money just because, like, tomorrow's not promised in the league. Like,
you can get injured. Yeah.
Or anything. Just, like, you know, we've watched a lot of people wash up, like, not wash up, but D Rose, for example, after he got hurt, it took him a while.
He's coming back.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of people who were great at one point, and now you don't see, like, J.R. Smith. He's not playing. Nate Robinson, he's not playing.
J.R.'s not playing?
No.
What? Since when?
Since, I think he hasn't been playing for like 2 years now. I don't think he played last year.
He didn't?
I don't think so.
Jesus Christ.
It's about to be 2 years he hasn't played.
And he's not playing at all coming back?
He's supposed to, actually, they say he's going to be working out with the Lakers.
But with, like, NBA, like, post-careers, don't you think, like, what do you think they should be doing after?
Sports analyst. Yeah, bro, I'd love to be a sports analyst.
You can be.
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. But like
talking about it right now.
I know, but there's just a lot more mathematics that go into it than you think. Like,
oh, so you want to like really take it serious?
If I had to, like, I just had to know how serious do I really have to take this?
Well, I think you can do it. I don't see why not.
I feel like most of them have like a team. Like, all right, here's the stats for last week.
Well,
like, just shuffling through cards.
Yeah, you definitely have to watch. That's my problem. I don't want to talk about sports usually because I don't watch every single game.
Bro, I don't watch every single game.
But, that, like, how can you not watch every game and, like, think you can tell me what, like something about a player, like, you didn't watch the game?
Huh?
Like, I feel like there's a lot of, like, information out there that's being...
You just gotta watch the highlights, bro.
No, what?
Watch the highlights, look at the stat line. That's all you really need to do.
I swear to God.
There's no way.
No way what?
These guys are like literally like watching these games every day. There's no way.
Yes. It's their job too.
Bro, there's no way.
Yes.
You have to record.
Record what?
Their episodes of when they're on their analysts.
Yeah.
On their analyst shows, they have to record those episodes on top of like eating, it's showering. Live. Yeah. Not all the time.
Most of it.
Sometimes.
Most of it.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
Like, they're not always live. Like, bro, there's a lot of talk shows where literally they're
like... you're not talking about... All right, my bad.
I'm not talking about the NBA. I am talking about the NBA. They're not always...
So, they're usually live.
Most of them.
Okay.
But, like, doesn't mean they're not... They're like, sports channels aren't talking about the games. It's like the show with Shannon Sharp. Like, you know, I send you the Shannon Sharp clips.
Okay, okay.
They talk about all the sports. They don't just talk about basketball.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
My man will still tell you about LeBron and Embiid, any player in any sport.
Yeah.
Regardless. Like, there's no way my man has time to... Yeah, of course he doesn't have time to watch all those fucking games.
I'm pretty sure he does.
No. For four sports?
If it's your job to be an analyst...
There's four sports.
What do you think you're going to be doing?
Analyzing. But you can't analyze every game.
How can you analyze something if you don't watch it?
You have other people do it. That's what I'm saying. There has to be a team behind this.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
but at the same time, I don't really. I feel like if you want to be like, God damn. Like, if I were an analyst, I would want to know all the information. I would not send you to tell me what was happening. I want to know
every single
I want
dribble.
To know exactly what happened.
I want you. I want every dribble. I want every step he took.
How can you analyze something and not look at it yourself? Are you crazy?
For every 10 players on that court.
Yeah.
I want to know every step, dribble, breath. Like, bro, come on.
Sure, you can have a team, but you're not watching the games yourself.
Some of them. When I have the time, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's your job to be an analyst and they're paying you to analyze these games, what time are you talking about?
Listen, man, there's more to life than just analyzing.
It's like when they pulled Shannon Sharp out of
my man
vacation, and he's like, I need you to spit this. He came on live.
Did he?
I forget what happened. Yeah. He had cigar. He was chilling with the Hawaiian shirt. He was just chilling.
Was he on vacation or did he?
He was on vacation.
So he wasn't at the studio?
Nope.
I don't believe you.
What? All right.
I don't believe
you. You do you.
I will. But how did we get here?
We're talking about sports, even though I was always like, I'm never going to talk about sports. I don't feel like talking about sports, but now we're talking about sports. So them Sixers.
Yo, bro, stop that. Who do you think is going to be in the final?
Me?
Yeah. Let me put you in the hot seat.
Well, I'm biased.
Yeah, what were you going to say? The Celtics?
No. I mean, Celtics have a chance. For sure. Celtics, I feel like, always have a chance.
Every team always has a chance. Every team in the playoffs always has a chance.
I mean, that's not true.
Who don't have a chance?
There's plenty of teams that don't have chances.
Bro, you wouldn't be in the playoffs if you didn't have a chance. That means you're the best of the best, the creme de la creme.
I think Boston always has a chance. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not sure. Definitely. My question is, like, who do you think is going to win between the Clippers and LA? Like, do you think from the Western Conference out of those two? Like, in my opinion, I see them both being the teams that are going to make it to the semifinals.
I feel like if the Warriors were still, like, healthy, then it would have been a different story. It would have been a real battle for California.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, Golden State's really just San Francisco.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because I feel like Clay's out, Steph's out, and, like, Draymond's there, but he's not really doing nothing, but...
He's showing his true colors.
Yo, it had me crying when Charles Barkley said, "You've been quiet ever since you've been getting them triple singles." I'm like, dog. I'm like, because, you know, he definitely has that attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like another Patrick Beverly from the Clippers. Like, get, like, mad. He a lot of heart, and there's nothing wrong with having a heart, but, like, it definitely helps when you can back it up.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, ain't no one picking Draymond Green for a one-on-one. Like, yeah, bro, I got Draymond. Nobody is picking Draymond Green on a one-on-one. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's how you feel. But there's no one else in the Western Conference that's up there with the Clippers, in my opinion, and the Lakers.
Oh, no, absolutely. Well, I mean, the Mavericks.
Okay.
The Dallas Mavericks have been going crazy. Yeah.
Well, what about how you feel about the return of Zion, then?
On the Pelicans? I mean, I'm excited because, like, he's athletic as shit. But, like, and the craziest part is, like, he keeps getting injured.
Yeah.
Like, he's coming back the same. Like, my man just blocked a shot the other day, and my man literally, like, took flight and launched that ball.
Yeah.
For as big as he is, like...
He's huge, man. That guy moves like a tank. But
yeah, yo.
He's fast. He explodes like crazy. He's like a scary player.
It's like a small Shaq. But that he can shoot.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised when he made that.
Was he 4-for-4 in the three?
My man had a Wendy's deal. First game back. I got the 4-for-4.
Oh, shit. I don't know. So, do you think the Pelicans have a chance?
No.
No?
No.
I think Brandon Ingram's been pretty good. I feel like he's been flourishing with Zion being gone. I think he's definitely. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch the Pelicans that much, but I think, in my opinion, he's probably doing better than Lonzo.
But that's how it is with like Ben Simmons right now. Now that Embiid's gone, he's really showing out.
Good.
Why couldn't he do that before?
Because Embiid doesn't let other people shoot.
How?
The guy's a ball hog. He scores a lot. Yes, he scores a lot.
But his field goal percentage is good.
Exactly. But think about all the points he's taken away from all the other players on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're absorbing all the points, like, you're not giving Ben Simmons a chance. You're not giving Mike Scott a chance. You're not giving Tobias Harris a chance.
It's up to you to... it's up to you to pass the ball. You don't have to pass the ball.
I don't believe Embiid is like that on the court.
What?
I feel like Embiid, when he's on the court, he thinks very, not highly, but he thinks that he's supposed to be spearheading that team. I think he's trying to be the leader, but I don't think that's what the Sixers need. I don't think Embiid needs to be the leader of that team.
He is, though.
I get that he wants to be, but... in my opinion, I think it should be Ben Simmons. It should have always been Ben Simmons. The only reason it's not is because he doesn't have a fucking jump shot.
He's too young.
He doesn't have a jump shot.
He's too young to
be a leader. He doesn't have a jump shot. That's all it is.
He don't care.
Maybe.
Maybe
he doesn't care. But isn't it kind of crazy how he cares like when Embiid's not in the game?
Huh?
And like how well he performs when Embiid's not in the game?
Yeah.
Don't think any of that falls on Embiid?
No.
What?
I blame the coaching more than Embiid. Because you mean the coach is really who sets up the game, like how they play, how they use the players. That's really up to Brett
Brown. So do you think he's favoring Embiid?
Brett Brown's not just there for appearances. Like, all right, guys, do your best.
I understand that, but do you think he's favoring Embiid over other players?
I just feel like he's not stern
with.
Them at nobody.
The entire team?
The entire team. I feel like he's just letting them... He comes in, he's like, all right, guys, have fun. tonight. That's all that matters.
I see him all the time, on Instagram.
Because he said it's his fault that Ben's not shooting.
Because he's not practicing or...
Because he's not telling him to. He's not telling, pressing him, start taking shots.
But shouldn't you as a player want to do that?
You should. I mean, I don't understand how you can play basketball and not shoot. You feel me? How do you that's mm-hmm. that's the game.
Yeah.
The game is shooting dunk. All that dunking shit came after.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey man, if he's a good performer, he definitely plays pretty well even though he doesn't shoot. He did shoot a couple threes this year.
But all right, so he plays point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's 6'10", 6'11". Mm-hmm. Most point guards are, 6'4", and under. Bro, you have so much height and weight on them, and you're fast as shit. Why not take advantage of the mismatch rather than, pass the ball?
I hear you.
You feel me? I saw that he actually is, I think, number one in assists for three-pointers.
I could see it.
But... our team is 23rd in three pointers, so it's how's my man number? My man's number one in three pointers.
So we need
a team that can't shoot threes.
So we need a really good shooter then.
We had one.
Who?
JJ Redick.
Well, dude, that people would be all over him though. Every time he tried to get open, they were on him.
They young ball him.
Dude, he was just so small too. If he was trying to shoot a three, that pocket that Sixers allowed him to shoot just wasn't enough.
Little rat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, height doesn't matter. It's how I feel. I mean, Nate Robinson was mad short, and he could dunk.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
He would fly all over people, almost on some AI shit.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
The fuck was
what else do you want to talk about? I feel like we can always trail off into sports if we ever.
Let's talk about victim mentality, bro.
Okay. So Eddie wants to talk about victim mentality.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, elaborate, because I don't know what.
I think it's time to man the fuck up, Alex. Stop blaming the world. Nah, you know what I mean? You ever just see somebody and like, or hear somebody talking, or like they'll post about it, and it's just like you're reading whatever you're reading, it's like they're blaming their problems on somebody else.
Okay.
Like some, like a common one is like people blame things for on their parents. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, yo,
I wasn't raised right.
Like, I wasn't raised right. Like, bro, that, like, if you know that, if you're aware that you weren't raised right, that means you know that you're doing something wrong. Like, that's the most dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, yo, I wasn't raised right, so you know it's wrong, and you're still doing it.
There's, like, there's been so many things that affected my life that I don't want to do this, or I can't do this because X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how, yeah, it's a victim.
Are you seeing that a lot?
I do. I'm never in the mood to correct everybody. Like, feel me? Do I have to be that guy that God bring me down? That God bring me down and say, yo,
you're the chosen one. You better tell her.
Yo, yo, he's like, here's the checkbook, and it's all reality checks.
I mean, I don't know. I think, oh, shit.
What?
Fuck, there was something I definitely wanted to talk about. I totally forgot about it. It clicked in my head for a second, and now it's gone.
Well, the reality check is, Alex, that it's gone. Feel me? Like, who you gonna blame? Is it your fault or mine?
It's yours.
Or
it's always yours.
It's the mentality. At its finest.
I mean, oh, so how do you feel about checking your friends?
Checking?
Yeah.
Like, you mean like telling them when mm-hmm. they're wrong?
Just in general, if you feel something, maybe like
yo, you
offended.
A bitch.
No, but that's not checking your friend. That's not what I mean. You know that. How do you feel about like checking your friends if you like necessarily need to, or because I feel like I've seen a lot of people just let your friends do whatever you want because you guys have history together.
Are you throwing subs, bro?
No. So, what the fuck just happened? Oh.
Are you throwing subs?
No. I'm just asking because I'm like, man, there's something that happened.
I mean, I always go, I go to that.
There's something that happened this week that made me think that. It was like an incident and someone was checking their friend. And I was like, yo, good for you. Like and the fact that you can still be friends even though your boy just kind of checked you, even if it's private. I think if you try to check someone that's you claim to be your friend in public, it's different than if like I pulled you aside and like kind of not check you, but like yo, that was some bullshit.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Kind of thing. Man, I can't think off the top of my head what the hell triggered that one.
I mean, I don't know. I think, you can look back at the song Respect the Game by Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. He was like, never count your homie pocket thinking you deserve it. Like, it's like that. It's like, I don't ever assume that I'm entitled to something just because of my relationship to somebody. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people always be like, oh, because I ask. I'm usually the first person to ask, like, yo, bro, is it cool if I do this, if I use this? Even if I know, just because I have manners, like, I was raised mm-hmm. to have manners, feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was, that's how I was taught. And, like, I don't, you know, I don't know, like, I always ask, you never just know. Like, why would I just assume? It's like, you know what, I'm going to just sleep in their bed.
I'm like, definitely checking you. If you sleep on
like, yo, imagine me like it's broad daylight.
You need to go home.
And it's broad daylight. Yeah, like it's not even nighttime. It's not a long night.
That's not what I mean about checking your friends. I'm checking anyone sleeping in my bed.
We're in the middle of a conversation in the living room, and I just walk upstairs and get in your bed. Like, yo, I'll holler at you in a second, bro. I need this nap.
I mean, if you're my friend, you really need it. Take the fucking nap.
But what were you gonna say? Like, so what do you mean then by checking your friend? Like, give a more specific like example.
I don't know. I can't. There, like I said, there was something that triggered me just now, and it was an incident that I saw this week. But I can't think of what the hell it was.
You don't remember what it was about?
Yeah, I don't remember how that. It was a very serious checking. But I forget.
Was it like family related?
No,
like,
it was just
bro. Don't be talking like to my friend. Sister.
No, it's just kind of friend, like a friend thing. Like, I don't know.
Or yeah. Is it more like so as far as just like telling somebody about themselves that like you don't agree with an action they did?
Yeah. So, like, let's say...
Like, if you saw somebody...
Let's say, for an example, I say something...
If you shocked a homeless man, like
that... No.
I don't like that, bro.
Let's just say something more of, like, on the lines of, if I say something kind of disrespectful, but me and you know we're in a very joking space. But let's say, for example, I take it a little too far. Where's that line for you? With not your friends necessarily, because I mean, we're boys, but
to me, it's more like, I guess it's when, like, you can kind of feel the intention when someone says something. That's okay. I guess that's where it goes to me. Like, if I feel like you're playing around, but it's like when it feels genuine, that's when it's like, are you good? Like, why do you feel the need, like, to come that way? That's when it's like that. That's, but like, I usually don't, like, if you're my friend, I usually assume you're joking.
Yeah.
I'm like, but like,
well, if you know Eddie, all you like to do is joke around.
But tone definitely tells it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, cause okay. I'm like, because, you know, like, definitely, especially like when you are serious and someone's laughing at you, you tend to get more serious because they think it's a joke this time around. But.
Well, you know what we can talk about, actually?
What?
Almost forgot.
What is it? Oh, I know what you're. You really gonna do that?
Athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us, we're gonna go to Athlete, the kind of star that was.
How'd you feel about that?
Bro, that was so disgusting. The worst part is it's MSNBC. Like, that's a big company. It's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like you should know better. Like,
I just can't believe.
Like, imagine, like, her coming up with a bullshit story. Like, oh, that junk was on the teleprompter. They pranked me. Like I get it. He's an African-American man. Like, he's a black man. But, like, what, like, how, like the fact that that's the first thing that came to your head, like there's no team it's that would disgusting. in this world,
yeah,
that's like
it's disgusting, bro.
It's like the only thing I could say that's even close to that is like the Redskins, realistically.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but man,
Washington Redskins,
just to do something like that, or you shouldn't be having accidents like that. You know what I'm saying?
At that level of professionalism, no, you shouldn't.
Ever. You shouldn't be having accidents like that. Like, at this day and age, bro, accident or not.
I said it.
This shouldn't be in your vocabulary.
She's not even going to be allowed to, like, come back to the state.
And if she does?
Like, if they fire her, like...
What if they don't fire her?
That's a good point.
What if they, like, she receives zero repercussion for this?
Like, that's all right. We don't want any of your views anyway.
Well,
you feel me? Like, we want.
I don't know, because I definitely feel like
white power views. So,
like, I'm trying to think of this from the perspective of I'm gonna defend her, or the group of people that would defend her. You know,
like the Hicks, the racists.
Just anyone that would be defending her and what their point would be, you know? And that being said, as an accident is number one thing that I can see them using to defend her, right? But that should just not be an accident, dude. Like, that's insane. And to do that, like, while someone just passed away with their daughter is just... I don't know. It's definitely like a huge reflection on like the news media right now, in my opinion. But definitely not okay.
I just think it's more. It's like it's more offensive because it's like he's such a because of the influence he had. Like I said,
with anyone,
bro.
You don't accidentally say that, bro.
If it was like a high school kid, there would be an uproar, but I don't feel that it would be as much. Because anyway, a lot of celebrities even posted that, but like, like there's like a lot of celebrities aren't posting any other like minority or that's getting like killed or talk badly about.
I mean, it's still wrong regardless of what scale it's at. I'm
not saying it's not wrong.
Oh, yeah, I know you're not.
I'm just saying, but it hits harder because it's Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, you really disrespecting Kobe. Like, Kobe Bryant. Like,
Well, I think you should take it another step further. You're disrespecting black people.
Yeah, it's a racist thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're being racist on top of that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But it's disrespectful because the manager just died and you're calling him out his name.
Yeah. It's definitely.
I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying you have to know who Kobe Bryant is because, like, I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen plenty of Shawty's posts. Rest you in peace, Kobe.
The Lakers are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like you, especially if you're like reporting, like if I don't know if that station that was recording that if they're mm-hmm. like centered towards California or if that was just like a whole national.
MSNBC is
that's national.
I would have to assume they're kind of national, so they probably have people everywhere.
But yeah, like who doesn't know who the Lakers are?
Yeah, well, it's just to slip something out like that. It's ridiculous.
But I'm
just
saying, I mean, granted, like even like I know a lot of Shardies posted recipes Kobe, but they don't know shit about Kobe Bryant. They just know who he is.
Yeah,
like,
they just know
like you feel me? Like you, like Kobe Bryant had the kind of influence where you didn't even have to watch basketball, but you knew if you were throwing something in a trash can, mm-hmm. you're yelling Kobe.
I mean, it was also,
if you're playing beer pong, you're yelling Kobe.
yeah, exactly. It's like I remember back in high school, it's just like shooting little paper ball in the bat in the trash
but
can.
But isn't that the, like crazy? Like they like. The idea of shooting the wettest shot, the most accurate shot, the clutchest shot is Kobe Bryant. Like, nobody was like some people would say Jordan, but like Larry Bird, nigga, like Larry Bird, like Larry Bird used to shoot crazy.
Larry Bird,
Larry Bird, like yo, put a bird screech on that.
Just doesn't even sound right. Larry Bird. That shot belongs to Kobe.
Larry Bird. But like until like Stephen Curry came around, feel me? Bro, I've heard people saying Curry.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've heard
like,
that.
I'm like, some people definitely say Curry. like yo, what? But that's what I'm saying. Like you don't have to watch basketball to mm-hmm. have that influence. So like you definitely should have known who at least heard the name Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. Like those are just like household names.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like Tom Brady. Like you don't watch. I barely doubt you watch football, but you know who the fuck Tom Brady is.
Yep.
Like my man's not doing nothing crazy. He's not even doing. I don't even think he's even been in a movie. I'm lying. He might have been in.
You know what's kind of crazy? I totally forgot the Super Bowl was today.
You want to know what's really crazy? It's not till next week.
It's not.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Why did I think it was this week? This weekend,
bro. It's next week.
Okay, thank God.
Today.
I was like, man, it's kind of quiet.
This week's the Pro Bowl.
Gotcha.
Pretty much, aka the All Star Game of NFL.
Motherfuckers.
Pretty much the All Star Game, yeah.
Someone duped me then. they took advantage.
Bro,
they're like,
bro, there's no
like, Alex doesn't know anything about the NFL. They're like, hey, Alex, enjoy the game this weekend. I'm out here stressing.
Yeah. You sure he wasn't talking about that Lakers game?
No, they were talking about
football.
They don't talk about basketball with me.
I mean, bro, I didn't care about the Pro Bowl. They don't really mean nothing. It's like the All Star game. They don't try as hard.
It's for fun.
Yeah, it's really just to show off and have fun.
Yeah.
That's why I miss Kobe. Rip, bro. That's like the one thing I will say I respect about older sports mm-hmm. is that the competition was something crazy. I feel like the drive isn't exactly the same.
I feel like there's a lot of distractions this day and age.
As far as like outside of the sports or like in the sports?
Outside the sports.
Because I mean, the sports are sports alone are pretty dramatic. Like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I shouldn't know that Ben Simmons is with like a Kardashian. Like why do I need to know that?
She's showing up to the games.
Who cares?
I personally don't.
Is that going to make his shot wet? Like, that's just how I feel. Like, if it's not sports related, like, Ben, like breaking news. Kendall Jenner's back in Philly. Like
maybe she'll convince him to get a shot.
It's like those memes where it'd be like, oh, when you're playing ball at the Y and your girl walks in and the ball just starts dribbling crazy. Like yo, Ben sees Kendall and just starts going crazy. My man said triple double tonight.
I wish. Nah, I definitely need Ben Simmons to step it up. Even more than he has been with the absence of Embiid. When's Embiid coming back?
I don't know. He'll be probably. I mean, he got nominated for the All-Star game. He's starting for the All-Star game. So I'm sure he'll be back by that by for in time for that. Like,
motherfucker,
you know, marketing. I mean, like, it's that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys are like, they're in it for the money more than anything, I feel like.
In the NBA or the All-Star game.
In the NBA. I feel like back then, like you really wanted the chip, and now it's more so just like, it's more of a Melo mentality instead of a Mamba mentality. Full disrespect. Full disrespect for me. Like, I don't know. Like, I used to say all the time, like, if I would have been like an athlete in any sport, mm-hmm. like, I want one chip, just one. To me, that's like important. Like, I feel like you can at least say you were a champion.
Yeah.
Like the best of the best for mm-hmm. one year. That means a lot to me. But like, I feel like now it's like really just about the money.
Dude, it's just, yeah.
Cause like Carmelo Anthony was a problem. He was mm-hmm. a problem back in the day, but like, he didn't care. Yeah.
So like, I understand where you're coming from, but like, I also feel like money should kind of be an influence.
It should, but you're gonna. But at the same time, like, you're like, no one's gonna pay for you if you're not good.
Oh yeah.
But I'm saying, but like, if you're just good and barely making it, the sales are gonna go down regardless. Like,
true.
Like, if your team is tanking, mm-hmm. like, you're not gonna be making any money anyway. Like, it's just like,
that's kind of like every industry, though. I feel like that's even outside of sports, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
Like, if you work for a company, but your company is kind of half-ass, you're still going to be making money, but you're in that industry. So, there is a company out there.
But that's what I'm saying. You but know. You, like it's literally like an investment. Like,
yeah.
So, like, I get it. You want the money, but you're going to get the money regardless. Because, like, if you're nice, obviously you're going to get endorsements.
Yeah.
Like somebody's gonna be like, yo, we need to put a pair of Nikes on this kid. Like,
put some New Balances on this guy.
Yeah, like, literally, like, because now it's like everybody's getting deals, and it's companies that nobody really thought would have stepped back into the
marketing world.
To the marketing, like that market. Like, Puma came out with a shoe. Converse came out with a basketball shoe. All right, so yeah, we want to wrap things up then. This is Eddie and Alex from the Almanac. Again, we want to thank all our listeners and supporters. You know, we hope y'all continue to show love and appreciation, share with your friends, family, all that. Again, you can stream us through Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, we'll be dropping again next Monday, so stay tuned for that. And peace.
See ya.